for about another 5 minutes until the crowd get bored.
Hey, it's Proper Sport does WWE. And we're very happy people today. It's post-Rumble day. Yeah, we're knackered because it was until four in the bastard morning.
Post-Rumble,
nice
Rusev day.
Oh, shut up. Richard, Shinsuke Nakamura, great theme.
We told you. We
great
told
man.
You, put all your money on, we said. Asuka, Shinsuke Nakamura, bang.
There we go. Right. So Shinsuke Nax and Asuka are the Rumble winners, Oscar making history. And a little-known UFC star called Ronda Rousey is a full-time and full-fledged member of the WWE.
Who?
Ronda Rousey. Yeah.
Rowdy Ronda Rousey.
Yeah. We're going to delve into
merch
it.
Merch and everything.
Yeah. But, of course, I hope you're having a lovely day, no matter what you are up to, if you listen to us. Months after the Rumble, or you listen to us the day after the Rumble, hope you're having a lovely day. Right, let's get into the Royal Rumble 2018. Richard Shaw Wright and Tom Maguire alongside you for the Proper Sport Does WWE episode 23 of the podcast. And overall, Richard, what an event.
Yes, two thumbs up, isn't it?
It's got a definite two thumbs
I think
up.
You can't have one of the best Royal Rumble matches ever and history making other stuff and it not be a two thumbs up event. And I've gone early on that, but it is.
Just, I think a lot of things were done well. They were doing right.
Yes. That's not to say the card was perfect, and you know, there's plenty of stuff you don't need to watch. But it was the main bits hit. The two world title matches hit. The Royal Rumbles hit for the most part. And it was a great show, I think. There were flaws.
As there are with everything.
The announcing. But that's a constant flaw.
Well, I think we're going to have to come on to that in a bit. I don't know how much of the pre-show you watched. We'll run through it real quick.
A little bit of it.
Okay, so obviously Kalisto, Grand Metalik, Vince Dorado defeated TJP, Gentleman Jack Gallagher, and Drew Gulak. I didn't really care, no offence. The Revival beating the club of Luke Gallows and Karl Anderson. I mean, they're just going to share wins. I'm not too fussed about that, of course.
We like both teams, though, don't we? So it's good.
They're two very good tag teams, and you know me right now. I'm loving my tag team action. And then, of course, the Open Challenge. Now, Bobby Roode was opening this challenge, and everyone was thinking, maybe another Bobby might be coming in. Maybe a fella who's really built and once wrestled against Donald, well, on behalf of Vince McMahon against... Donald Trump. He wrestled for Donald Trump, didn't he? What am I on about? Yeah. And we thought, maybe this might happen. Oh, after EC3 came at NXT TakeOver, we thought maybe it could happen, but out comes Mojo Rawley. Now, yeah, I like Mojo, but it was a bit of a disappointment.
Yeah, but it could have been worse, though, couldn't it? So, you know, I guess in that position, you either want a massive shock, surprise person turning up, or nothing at all. So,
well, sometimes you say best.
At least it was all right.
Sometimes you say best when you say nothing at all.
The crowd got to sing Glorious, which we all like. So, yeah, it was what it was.
Okay, so the full event started, of course, with the WWE Championship. First off, shout out once again to the WWE video editing team for making a hype introduction. They did the same with the TakeOver with Paul Heyman talking about Philadelphia. This one got me just as hyped.
Did you stay hyped? So that's the main thing.
No, because of course Mojo wasn't there. But no, I mean, it was a very great introduction as expected. The video production team, of course, nailing it as always.
Yeah.
And I was really thinking, maybe through the Rumble, because it's a big four event and it's the start of the road to WrestleMania, and I know they're not doing Pyro. But Pyro would have made it so much better, wouldn't it? But
it costs money and it's pointless in the end. It's just burning money, like tipping over trucks and stuff.
Well, I mean, yeah.
Why do they do that?
AJ Styles, of course, defeating Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn.
Yeah.
Right decision.
Yeah, it was good.
It was an okay-ish match. I thought, in fact, you know what? It was a good match.
They couldn't do anything else with it, could they? That's the thing. It would have been stupid if they'd been the shared world champions or whatever it was.
Yeah, but then I was expecting Daniel Bryan and AJ Styles. I was expecting Daniel Bryan and Shane McMahon to somehow get involved.
Yeah.
And yet they seemed to sort of take the night off. But then there was a great vignette afterwards with Shane going, yep.
Yep. So that was all right, wasn't it? That was probably the best thing Shane McMahon's done in ages.
I was expecting after the WWE Championship match one of the Rumbles. But we didn't get
that. Yeah, no, well, I thought we might have Wonder Rumbles on first.
So did I. I thought that.
But then when you know with hindsight what's going to happen, then you couldn't have had it on first. So
yeah. So moving on, it was the 2 out of 3 falls match for the SmackDown Tag Team Championships. It was the Usos versus Chad Gable and Shelton Benjamin. Of course, the Usos winning 2-0. Overall, a great match. Struggling to get the first fall, as much as Tom Phillips kept on saying that, was pretty decent. And the Usos are just as good as the commentators are really selling them to be. They are a great tag team, yeah. Despite driving.
Yes, it was all right, wasn't it?
Only all right.
It could have been better. You wanted it to be better because they're two very good teams, but it just didn't appear to happen tonight. But it was still good. Right. No, it was still good. It wasn't bad.
No, I think you're being a bit harsh there. I thought it was a pretty decent match. Maybe, I don't know, maybe... I don't know. Right, then let's get into the nitty-gritty of the Men's Royal Rumble. Starting off, of course, with Finn Balor and Aiden English Aiden English comes out and he does just the most beautiful rendition of Rusev Day, possibly yet.
Rusev Day.
Of course, Rusev was first, Finn second. And I like the fact that Finn stayed for the majority of the match and made it all the way to the end. Yeah. And he showed this was like sort of a really good showing for him and the sort of thing that Finn needed.
Yeah, no, I thought it was a really it started well, didn't it? It had a, I thought in general it had great moments. It had some bits where you went meh, and it was. I think, and I've only watched it once live, so I'm coming to this only having watched it once. My favourite Rumble since the 92 one. Which is never going to be overtaken because it just can't because of the historical context. But
we're going through it sort of chronologically, of course. Baron Corbin comes out. The poor boy can't get over. Heath Slater.
Tall, isn't he? That's it.
Yeah, Heath Slater, great moments with him getting constantly kicked down. And
yeah,
then
no, I enjoyed that.
Big E giving him pancakes. Sheamus pushing him in, and then Sheamus getting knocked out. Happy birthday.
That was quite funny.
Here's something that shocked me, though. Sheamus is 40 years of age.
Yeah.
I had no idea. I thought he was younger than that.
I guess he's been around for a while, hasn't he? So,
10 plus years?
WWE? Yeah, we think as well outside of
WWE, yeah. But honestly, 40, doesn't look it. I think it's that white skin that makes him maybe a little bit more ageless.
Oh, how tanned was AJ Styles, by the way?
Very tanned. Very tanned.
How tanned was he?
He'd been fantastic. Elias coming out, really a star again.
He is.
He's really, when he's given the spotlight, he's doing really, really well. Andre Chan Almas, we're going to come on to TakeOver. Great showing from him. Bray Wyatt, of course, met up with Matt Hardy. Sami Zayn kicking whoever. I think it was, it was 10. 10. Tied Dillinger. Byron Saxton, get over it. Blooming heck, it's a television program, it's not real life. And then, of course, Shinsuke Nax came out.
Kofi, Mr. Apollo Crews and, like, Xavier Woods and all these people.
It sort of slowed down for that point. Shinsuke Nax came out. He, of course, put on a pretty decent show. Cesaro with a great exit via Seth Rollins. Kofi Kingston, of course, he was going to have a spot.
This thing on the pancakes.
Was I the only one who was disappointed with it?
It was all right. It was on pancakes and stuff. There's only so much you can do.
Yeah, I know.
And they had to save something for Naomi later.
And they pretty much copied it.
Yeah.
It was from a few years ago. Jinder Mahal, of course, coming out looking, all right. What did you think of the Hurricane returning? Stand back!
Well, I like those surprises where you don't know, do you? And they're just there to go in, do something, and go out again. So that's all right. As opposed to the Women's Rumble, where a lot of them just stayed around forever. and cost me money. Main problem.
Seen it.
He was in and out, wasn't he? That was it.
Yeah, but it was good, and obviously the good nostalgia sort of pop. The only real, other than maybe Rey Mysterio, shock that came out. Of course, Hurricane, Adam Cole, Bebe coming out again.
That was good.
Good to see some NXT stars coming in. And this is where I was thinking, hopefully they'd do the same with the Women's Rumble.
Yeah, they didn't.
But they didn't really. And then we can sort of get to the final sort of few, and Goldust comes out at 29.
Yeah,
Roman Reigns, of course, 28. Rey Mysterio, great to see him. The man looks in ridiculous shape considering where he was when he left WWE and how he looked. So good to see Five Star Wrestling's Rey Mysterio looking superb.
Well, he'd be on TV this Thursday, won't he? Apart from all watching the darts and the rugby league.
Super League starts.
Well, yeah, I don't have that channel ever on anyway, so it's not necessarily a bad thing.
Goldust at 29, and then at number 30, we're thinking, who could this possibly be? And then, of course, who was it going to be? It was Dolph Ziggler. Here's a fun fact for you, Richard.
Oh, yeah.
Would you like to know how long in the match Dolph Ziggler lasted? So he's been away for maybe a month or two. Yeah. If that.
Why did he give up the US title in the first place?
No idea. He's been, let's say a month and a half, maybe, at most. And he's been gone. And so your big return, he lasted 1 minute 35.
I thought they were going to do a rehash of the thing from 93-4 where Shawn Michaels had to vacate the Intercontinental title due to issues. And Razor Ramon won it in a battle royal, then a match against Rick Martel. So he was the Intercontinental Champion. And then Shawn Michaels came back with the Intercontinental belt, which led to the ladder match at WrestleMania 10.
Mm.
I thought they're going to do the same, and Dolph Ziggler's going to come back with the US title and say, no, I'm still the champion, me.
But he left the title. They threw themselves into creative.
Well, you can buy them. Crappy buy them online.
Yeah, but do you want to?
But yeah, well, we don't know. Oh, well, yeah, I guess that's true.
Final six was an interesting moment.
Yeah.
Old versus new. It's like 2006 versus 2016. Yeah, or 2018, sorry.
I'd forgotten how small Rey Mysterio is.
Yeah.
When he was stood next to Randy. He was built Randy for his, and John Cena.
Built for his size.
I know, but he's just tiny. Which is not a bad thing.
So,
because I'd rather see Rey Mysterio than, I'd say, Baron Corbin.
Well, you got Randall, Cena, and Rey on one side. Right. Then you've got, what was it? Finn, Shinsuke Nax, and. Who was it?
I'm going to scroll down the list.
I can't think of who it was. It wasn't Seth. It wasn't Cesaro.
That was Seth, wasn't it? Or was it? No.
No, no, no. Roman!
Roman.
Of course it was Roman.
Dada.
Dada. Dada. Boo. Boo, boo, Cara. Philadelphia, where it was a good crowd, but this is...
Oh, the crowd were awesome. The crowd were awesome.
They were very good. It's right from the pre-show.
Yeah.
You know, the show starting in 4 minutes, and then when they got to the 4 minutes and 10 seconds, they're going 10, 9, and then they carried on. So very well done. But here's my problem: because Shinsuke Nakamura winning, I thought the match within the match of basically him and versus Roman was pretty good.
Yeah,
I've seen it eliminating Finn Balor in 2018 is everything wrong with WWE? But you know,
he's gotta do something. An hour, so.
And he did a good show. Yeah. And I'm really happy that Nakamura goes over. But this is the thing. Did the crowd peak too soon?
Well, yes, but they had to, didn't they? Because there's no way for them to go. They couldn't just sit there on their hands during that match, could they? Because it was awesome.
It was a really good match.
It was.
Very well done to WWE for finally getting it right. And then Renee Young comes into the ring. And I'm thinking, oh, they're going to...
Lovely jacket. Great jacket.
And
six stars.
And then I'm thinking they're going to save this for surely Tuesday night and SmackDown or maybe the next pay-per-view or anything. Because they announce it straight away.
He's got a point to the sign, hasn't he?
He points to the sign. And then they say, who are you challenging? And he goes, AJ Styles. And the internet is very, very happy because we're going to get a dream match from Wrestle Kingdom 10 at WrestleMania 34.
Because then we can all ignore the fact that the... other main event of Brock Lesnar versus Roman Reigns we've seen a million times before.
But will that happen? I don't know. Maybe.
Of course it will.
Well, we'll come on to the WWE title in a few moments' time. Shinsuke Nakamura, the right guy to win. Yeah. Fantastic. An hour of pure fun. Great, great stuff, WWE. So we move on from there straight into the Raw Tag Team Championships. This was the worst match of the evening for me.
This was the bit where I went off and made some tea or something because I wasn't that bothered.
Seth Rollins basically wrestling the match on his own, Jason Jordan, well, obviously. And they're building. Yeah, and
I don't care about Sheamus.
The people, I understand that. I know I don't like Jason Jordan, but that's the point, isn't it?
Yeah.
That is the point. So Cesaro and Sheamus win their fourth or fifth, or I think it's fourth, Raw Tag Team Championships, and I'm sure they'll be great. Moving on to the WWE Championship. Pretty decent match. Slobber knocker affair, of course. Brock Lesnar winning against Braun and Kane. As expected, Kane eating the pin.
People throw other big people through stuff.
Yeah, to tables, hitting them with stairs and everything. It was, again, similar to SummerSlam. You know, in that sort of, you know, monster mash. That's not the word. What's the word I'm after? Demolition derby sort of thing.
Yeah.
It was good, and Brock obviously... Braun staring him down, so I assume Braun will either challenge at Fastlane or whatever. I think, no, it's Elimination Chamber, isn't it? And we'll wait and see what happens with the WWE title picture. If it was me and I was WWE, I would have Braun versus Brock and Roman. I'd have the three of them.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe. But we'll talk probably future booking another time. And then we go on to the Women's Rumble. Of course, main eventing. I think that's actually the right call, Richard.
Well, it has to be because we know what happens next.
Well, historic Women's Evolution.
Yeah.
Revolution.
Well, I guess this was the story of the match, wasn't it? With the amount of old people pitching up, and it was, look at where we've come from, look at where we are now.
But I think that's why.
I just thought there were too many of them. And I know that the roster's limited, and this is why when we spoke about the Women's Rumble at the end of last year, we said they should have 20 in because 30 is too many. But it just felt like there was too many people from the past who weren't great wrestlers who were in wrestling.
Well, let me have a look. So, Lita, Tori,
yeah.
Molly Holly, Michelle McCool, Vicky Guerrero, Kelly,
Jacqueline.
So, is that what?
Beth
seven.
Phoenix.
Beth Phoenix.
And I didn't even put the Bellas
and the
in
Bellas.
There. I didn't even put the Bellas in there because
they haven't been on TV for a year.
Yeah. And, you know.
Well, Nikki hasn't.
On Trish.
On Trish, yeah, of course, yeah.
So, that's what almost.
That's like a third of the match.
So
yeah.
There you go, you see. You only had two from NXT, which again was the champion in Ember Moon and Kairi Sane.
Kairi Sane, both. I think if you're going to bring two people up, I would probably bring those two.
Yeah,
up.
Yeah.
That is that's
again,
a fair point.
Again, the thing is, they're not going to be on SmackDown or Raw this week. They'll be back on NXT, so it doesn't really matter.
That's the same with Andre Almas and Adam Cole.
It's like when Rusev came up and then went back down.
Yeah,
it doesn't really matter. They debut them, you go, ah, look at these people, and then they go away again. But Did we really need to see Kelly in the Royal Rumble? I mean, Michelle McCool's cost me money by eliminating all those people.
I know.
I don't think that she's that iconic, to use that awful word, a WWE superstar in the historical canon of WWE female superstars. Just because she's married to The Undertaker doesn't mean she's this great star of the past.
But she has been a Divas champion.
So is loads of people.
I understand that, and I'm not saying that it's not. Richard, I'm not trying to argue this point with you.
No. They should put him in as well.
I'm not trying to argue this point with you. I'm just simply saying maybe that's. I'm trying to be devil's advocate. You know.
Yeah, no, it just cost me money, so I'm annoyed. that's why I'm upset.
Well, looking through the match, I was really interested, and this is why I was so excited for this one, because I was thinking, who's going to be like the people that go the length? Who's going to be the Iron Women and sort of the bread and butter of it? And of course, it was Sasha and Becky, two of the best workers on the card, and they proved it. So Sasha and Becky, hats off to you. Sasha had some great moments in that match. There was a stare down. There was a stare down with Oscar. There was a stare down with Trish that I thought was brilliant. The elimination of Bayley. Sasha killed it in this Rumble for me. Becky wasn't so much, but she was there, obviously, and did okay. Then you've got people coming in. Mandy Rose being... how sad's that? Mandy Rose is the first person to get eliminated. Way to build young talent. Well done.
Yes.
Lita comes in, does a moonsault. They called it a Lita salt.
Well, that's what they used to call it in the olden days.
Fair enough.
Lita's always going to be popular because she always had that distinctive look that she wasn't like a bimbo like all the other people around her at that time. No, but that's what they were promoting. They were promoting blondes with big boobs. That was WWE.
I just don't know if the word bimbo's fair.
It was at that point because that's what they were promoting. She was like a real athlete and a bit of a tomboy and a bit. You could probably have a chance with her if you're a boy, a teenage boy watching professional wrestling in whenever it was. Whereas you wouldn't have, you know, unless you see CM Punk. But, you know. So she's always going to be popular later.
Kairi Sane comes in. Tamina, what a joke. God love her. I feel sorry for her.
Well, she appeared to be wearing a tribute to Shawn Michaels in the mid-90s as well. White gear. I don't know what's that all about.
Tori Wilson comes in looking fabulous.
Oh, you missed out Dana Brooke.
I apologise, Dana Brooke.
I've got the listening order here. Dana Brooke came in.
Dana showing in her brief time. In her brief time, she looked pretty strong. So well done.
Well, she's a bodybuilder, so she should be.
Hair up and square up, Sonya Deville.
Who was it who Stephanie McMahon was telling us could bench press 300 pounds or something? I can't remember.
Mandy Rose.
Was it Mandy Rose?
So we'll come on to Steph at the end because I'm sure there's a lot to say.
And Sonya Deville did have her hair up this time. So
of course, I'm not going to go through everyone, but Molly Holly comes out. She was great, actually. Yeah. I don't know enough about Molly Holly, so I might have to try and check out some of her matches. In fact, I've watched one where she got shaved. I think that was one of the WrestleManias where she was like wrestling in a Victoria, and she got her hair shaved.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, poor cow. Michelle McCool comes out. Very good.
You miss Lana again.
I'm not going through everyone.
I know, but Lana
Vicky
was,
Guerrero.
Lana was in there.
Vicky Guerrero.
Lana looked okay, actually, to say she's not very good.
Right, okay. Vicky Guerrero, Richard. Thoughts? A shrug of the shoulders from Richard. Carmella looking pretty good. I think I'm glad she got so much time because I was really worried because she's got the bank money in the bank briefcase. She was just getting no
time.
There's
almost no point in her being in it, though, is there? Because she's got that briefcase that she's done nothing with whatsoever.
No, but I think if...
When are they going to cash in that briefcase?
Before you know it, they're going to have wasted the year.
Yeah.
Like you say, Kelly, I don't know really why she was there. Jacqueline comes in. Nia Jax looking strong, and for a brief moment, I thought she was going to win.
But they did the obvious spots with her where everyone ganged up, and it's a bit, come on.
Ember Moon looking like a star as always. A great match with Chyna
Baszler.
Baszler, couldn't pronounce the name there for a second. Baszler from the previous night, settling that injury really well. Beth Phoenix with a great moment with Natalia and Natty. Natty's great, actually. I mean, she's horrible on Total Divas. She's absolutely horrendous. I would not want to hang out with
Total
her.
Divas,
yeah, but she's a horrible human being on there. Even to her own parents, right? I bought you this house, so live as I tell you. No, Natty, you are not their landlord, right? But she had a great moment. She hugs her friend Beth and it throws her out.
Yeah, but I know we're going to talk about the announcing later, but that moment was completely ruined.
By Steph, yeah. All right, we'll come on to that as soon as we finish, Richard, talking about the match. I promise you. Oscar comes out, and funnily enough, to say she was a late entrant, she stayed in the match quite a while because it went on from like 30 onwards for like a match within a match again.
Yeah.
So that was good. Mickie James comes out, Nikki Bella, Brie Bella. Bailey came out too late. Too late. Bring her in earlier. But great elimination by Sasha. And then Trish Stratus comes out.
Yeah.
And we're always happy to see Trish. What?
It was the moment that they tried to ignore, which was brilliant.
And what's that?
I mean, have you ever seen Mickie James versus Trish Stratus at WrestleMania?
The licking of the fingers. Yeah.
And Trish tried to do it. She did it, but they moved the cameras away so you couldn't see her doing it.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Right. I missed that.
Yeah. I'll find it on the actual match. But yeah, it was quite funny because it's like, but it's the PG era and you can't do things like that. Apparently, when they did it the first time, Vince McMahon wasn't happy.
I think it's been edited out since. Yeah.
And I'm thinking, hang on, Vince.
You of all people.
You got Trish to bark like a dog. You know, come on now, and you get to fondle all the other women as part of the TV program.
What did you think about the final number of people? So of course we were down to about the two Bellas, Sasha, Oscar, and Trish. Did I say Trish?
I thought the last three were the two wrong people to be in with Asuka.
Because
I didn't think it was believable enough.
It should have been Nia.
The Bellas were going to win.
Yeah, it should have been Nia.
So it was a bit of an anti-climax from that point.
I watched the 2004 Royal Rumble, yeah? Mm. Of course, Chris Benoit wins it, but great moment at the end where you're thinking, you can't get over this big Goliath of a man called The Big Show, over. And you got to think it would have been the same great moment had Oscar done it with Nia. So Oscar wins, and personally, I think that's a really good choice. Some people saying, well, we already know she's undefeated, blah, 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 should have gone to someone else, should have gone to Becky, should have done this. It's a wonderful thing, is WWE, because we all can get an opinion and we're all correct.
Yeah.
But I think it was a great decision to have her. I think she should have confirmed the champion before what happened.
Yeah.
But we'll talk about what happened in a moment, coming on to the commentary, because you want to talk about it.
So, that's dreadful, isn't she?
From the start, as soon as Steph came out, I'm glad the crowd booed her, first off. No offence, Steph, but you're involved in everything. And then she comes out, she's got the biggest, most egotistical grin on her face, like it's all her.
But the funniest thing is when it was announced that she was announcing it, everyone immediately thought she was going to win.
Yeah.
Because people started putting money on it, because they don't trust her not to win it. And she didn't get involved. That's a plus point. But it's a plus point almost based on the fact that we have a very negative image of the character of Stephanie McMahon. But she just didn't fit in at all.
Commentary was awful.
So it was just a bit, meh.
Just moments weren't sold properly. It's like me talking in this monotone sort of voice.
It's like the Beth Phoenix and Natalia bit where she said what was going to happen. We all knew what was going to happen. We all knew they were going to fight, but then she spoiled it by saying, how long will this last one? Well, we know. Watch bloody wrestling, we know what happens.
Apart from perhaps getting a little bit of an, because someone was close to an elimination, there was no real energy to the commentary as well. And it was just unnecessary. I'd have rather had Renee or Beth Phoenix, actually. Beth's really good on from what I've gathered on the Mixed Match Challenge and when I've listened to her. I would have preferred that, but never mind. But thanks very much for getting involved, Steph. We look forward to your husband's entrance at WrestleMania.
Well, yes, because they're going to be a tag team, aren't they? Against Ronda Rousey and another.
Rumour has it, yes. But of course...
We don't want to see that fight. Actually, we do, though. We want to see Ronda beat up Steph.
Right, okay. So, obviously, Oscar has won.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the two champions, who, for some reason,
just
were there.
Stand there. Yeah. There.
And then you're thinking, who do you think immediately she should be?
Well, it's been set up for weeks to be against Alexa Bliss. So why wouldn't she fight Alexa Bliss?
Do you think?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Maybe. I mean, there's no obvious match for Charlotte, but why do you think she should fight Charlotte?
I think she'd be a better match.
Yeah. Well, it probably would be. But
I just don't get the whole thing. But, of course, Corey Graves, and he can't help it. I just saw something on the screen, a white flash, and then I heard...
Well, that's going to be Edge's thing for a minute. See, I've never seen this program, I don't know.
So I heard that, and I was like, and then I was like, and I couldn't believe it. I was delighted because I thought number 30, she's gonna come out. Wasn't her, it was Trish. I was like, yeah, I like Trish. Fair play, well done. And then I'm thinking, well, I guess they've not got Ronda, and then they've got Ronda Rousey, and the news has come out, and I hate the fact that Michael Cole can't say it. He just goes, oh, there's breaking news on social media as the show comes to an end.
It's your news.
Say she's signed full-time, for God's sake. Well, anyway, so Ronda Rousey is a full-time WWE performer, Richard.
Yeah.
Your initial thoughts?
Intrigued. How good is she going to be? We don't know. Yeah, it's going to be interesting. She's obviously been training for a while. If they didn't... Well, she will add more once you just buy her name. And they will be clever enough to hide her negative points.
Her flaws in the ring,
yeah. Flaws, yeah. So, yeah, it will be interesting. The only problem is, after she's beaten up Stephanie, she'll have to face proper wrestlers. And the other problem you've got today in WWE, of course. Right, Ronda Rousey, former UFC champion. So you've got Shayna Baszler, who's doing the same thing in NXT, but as a baddie. And you've got Sonya Deville, who puts her hair up and square up, who's also gimmick MMA fighter. So you've got an actual one, another one who was one, and a gimmick one. And why do we need all these people doing the same thing?
I think they're going to differ the... There's going to be small differences between the three. Overall, I'm delighted with this news. I think it's a true moment where you're thinking, wow, that's a real coup for the WWE. It's going to get more eyes on the product. It's going to hopefully be real fun for her as a star as well. And seeing some of the interviews she's done, I think she's going to. Yeah. I think she's really excited.
We're all looking forward to it, aren't we?
Yeah, see, I can't actually wait to see what happens.
What happens next?
In a dream scenario...
Will she be on Raw tonight? Will she be on SmackDown? She won't be on SmackDown.
No, she won't be on SmackDown, no. If she is, I'll tell you what, I'll be shocked. I'll be really shocked if she's on SmackDown. But in a dream scenario, right, Richard, let me run this by you, right? Ronda Rousey, she leaves... stays with WWE, obviously, for the next however many years.
Yeah.
She said it's several years that they've got her prime priorities now. Brock Lesnar's contract is coming up. team her up with Paul Heyman, and you could make a great star straight away. I really think you could. Now, I know it's kind of gimmicky and the same sort of thing, but change it a wee bit, and every week, that could be something huge to look forward to, and I think that she
I don't know how well she speaks, so that would be the interesting thing, won't it?
She speaks, well...
Because there's a difference between speaking in the real world,
WWE speak, yeah. But we look forward to finding out how she does. Overall, Royal Rumble, WWE, I can complain as much as the rest of them. For overall, great show, well done.
Yeah.
On the two scales, on the two thumbs up scale, Richard.
Two.
It's a solid two from me as well. Moving on. Of course, the previous night, we're watching NXT TakeOver Philadelphia, and boy oh boy, TakeOvers do not let down, do they, Rich?
Well, no, but I've not seen it, but everyone says it was great.
So oh, Richard, get yourself watching it. It was a great show, arguably the match of the year already.
Yes, everyone say, which I'm looking forward to watching.
Johnny Wrestling, just brilliant. It was a great show, and Cole versus Black, in my opinion, lived up as well, and there was a brutal spot of the night. Metal chairs, and usually if you're going to put someone through them, you face them the sitting part together.
Yeah.
But they did the back to back, and Adam Cole landed right on it. It was horrible. It looked horrible to watch, but overall, really good. Velveteen Dream again, looking fantastic against Cassius Ohno. The boy is really, really good. And I'm a big Velveteen Dream fan now. Cassius Ohno, I'm sure he'll be all right without this. The NXT tag titles.
Well, Cassius Ohno's role is very much to elevate people.
Isn't it? Yeah. Well, yeah, in a Jericho way. Yeah, I get that. And then, of course, the tag titles kicking off the show. Authors of Pain are... without Paul Erling, people would say maybe they might struggle or anything, but overall, it was great. And the rival, the way they sold it was obviously beating up, I think it was Akam's leg.
Yeah.
And they just sold it, got it to that point. And then they were going for the collider, didn't get it, falls over, pin, brilliant. Well done, Kyle Fish and Kyle O'Reilly and Bobby Fish. And, of course, the women's match, where we were thinking they're going to book themselves into a bit of a creative...
Corner
here, yeah. But they did it really well because they made Shayna Baszler look really strong, look really good, but Ember Moon sneakily managing to get the better because she was maybe the champion, maybe more of the ring veteran in terms of this ring. And then, of course, the beat-up afterwards, it was brilliant. And then finishing the night with the takeover match that surpassed my expectations. Mm. Went on for so long, but it flew like that.
They appear to have got a star in Almas, don't they? Obviously, we know Johnny Wrestling's great.
Yeah.
But
an underrated Almas star,
appears
I think.
To be someone who they've been looking forever for this next Hispanic superstar.
Yeah.
Ironically, on the night they bring, or the night before they bring back Rey Mysterio, but it appears he could be that person with the Zelina Vega added to the package.
She's a fantastic manager.
Exactly. So it all is looking positive for them both.
Yeah,
in WWE futures, I'm sure they'll end up on SmackDown at some point.
You just kind of hope not.
Well, yeah, no, it's the problem is you almost don't want people to come up from NXT these days. But I guess they would work better on SmackDown than Raw. But we'll see what happens to them in the future. Obviously, he's still the champion, so
yeah,
still has to defend that title.
So the selling of Johnny Wrestling, well, Johnny Gargano getting injured or getting hurt throughout the match, Candice LeRae coming in. Of course, the debut, well, we saw War Machine, we saw Ricochet, and then the big news about EC3.
Yeah, which is interesting. I wonder if they, what are they going to do with his name? Because it looks like they're going to change War Machine's name.
And they're going to no, the War Machine was sold as War Machine.
I know, but they would say War Machine, but I think they'll change that in the end.
We'll see.
Because it's a bit, it's not very WWE PG friendly.
No, and I do think they're going to change Ricochet.
Obviously, because the way they call him Trevor Ricochet Man.
No, yeah, but they called him Trevor Man on YouTube the other day.
So they're obviously going to change his name. Oh, they might just go to Trevor Manor, don't they? Come out to Stephen Regal's own music. But EC3 is an interesting one. Because his name... Right, Triple H, no one knows what his name is anyway. It's just Triple H, isn't it?
Well, yeah, but people call him Hunter, don't they?
Well, but EC3, the C refers to Dixie Carter. So it's like acknowledging a place that they don't acknowledge exists.
They might change it.
I think they have to change his name.
Ethan It's can't call him Cole.
It's calling something random. It doesn't matter. It's calling anything.
It's calling him EC3. Just leave him as EC3. And again, another great reason to be loving wrestling in the moment. NXT looking really good. Of course, Ciampa coming in as well with the crutch. Yeah. I think we all saw it coming.
Violence.
Especially towards the ends when Johnny Wrestling's looking at the crowd waving. And I said, this is something's going to happen. Something's going to happen. Hit with a crutch. Brilliant. And on the two thumbs up scale of NXT TakeOver Philadelphia, he gets two thumbs up.
Yeah.
Overall, a great weekend of wrestling, and I've loved it. Yeah. Right, we said we were going to talk more about NXFL. I don't actually think there's too much more to add.
There's nothing to add because no one knows.
We don't know
anything
more. Yeah,
it's got a logo. And Vince.
Raw 25 was...
There's some good bits, but mainly the good bit was the start of it, and then it went downhill fast.
Again, a bit of a nostalgia trip. Still a bit to the Women's Rumble, maybe?
Yeah, but it was a nostalgia trip that didn't really work.
Yeah.
Because, as we said last week, they have all these people, but there was not enough time to feature them.
Yeah. And yet 3 hours, sometimes it just seems so long.
Chris Jericho's on for 2 minutes backstage with Elias.
On the back of...
Yeah, in his arguably, Alpha Club t-shirt.
Yeah, on the back of arguably... one of the biggest events of the year.
I can't remember anything else that happened on last week.
Finn Balor and DX.
I know stuff happened. It's like, yeah.
That's about it. No real in-ring action other than that has
any consequence on the future.
Intercontinental title change, Dan's.
Yeah.
That's probably it. That's it. Yeah. There was no setup for Mania. There was no Undertaker Cena showdown. Although it looks likely we're going to get Cena versus Elias.
Promos of it.
It was odd. It's very odd.
I know that Alex the Undertaker.
Yeah, but even for the Undertaker,
yeah.
After so many, after having such a time off, I'm fine with him dealing with speaking in riddles and mysteries.
But we've got Bray Wyatt to do that these days.
We've got him and
Matt Hardy.
It's a bit much. But yeah,
he has woken.
While Raw 25 failed, the Rumble succeeded.
Yes.
And it's just we were on the road to WrestleMania.
Yeah,
I'm excited.
Elimination Chamber up next, where what's his name wins, Roman Reigns, as we said.
Good night, everyone.
It's a title.
All right, Richard, we'll speak again very shortly.
Yeah,
have yourself a lovely week.
Well, it's going to be an interesting Raw, isn't it? Because
it's going to be an interesting SmackDown as well. I'm looking forward to seeing how Shane McMahon and Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn get into some cohorts again.
But
Ronda Rousey in WWE. Mm. Who'd have thought that, eh? I mean, we only told you last week. Anyway. And we told you to back Oscar and Shinsuke Nakamura.
Get your money on. It's just a shame Michelle McCool ruined everything, but never mind.
She's Mrs. Undertaker. Don't have a go at her.
She is.
Richard, have a lovely week.
She's the better of the two Undertaker wives that have been on TV. I shall try. Do you want a match of the week or are you not bothered?
Oh, of course. Sorry, Rich. Go on.
Since I've managed to find one while we're on. In fact, I've switched to video feed because I'll show you something in a minute. But... because Ric Flair was on the kickoff panel and he's just awesome.
He was great, actually, yeah.
Why don't we just let him talk more about stuff?
Well, they were that trying to wrap him up at the end.
I know, that bloody fellow kept butting in with crap questions. Go away. Him and JBL were funny. Oh, JBL and Alundra Blaze, our producer, was good as well. Ric Flair versus Ricky Steamboat, Spring Stampede 1994. One of the last great matches. Well, it is the last great match between the two because Steamboat retired soon afterwards, so. 1904 Spring Stampede, half an hour of great old school wrestling.
There we go. You can find that on the network.
Yeah, Spring Stampede 1904 is the main event.
There we go. All right. Richard, thank you very much. Do you want to have another go at Michelle McCool before we go?
No, because we need to go because I'm going to show you that video for Trish and Mickey from Royal Rumble last night.
Ah, right, fair enough. Right. Have yourself a lovely week, everyone, and hopefully we'll see you again soon here on Proper Sport Does WWE. Goodbye!